Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
When Bonte called me a number of weeks ago to be part of this summer series of speakers, my first thought was, can't you get a real speaker in here? I kind of jokingly said that, but I truly was so honored that he asked me. But it's been a long time. I spoke in front of the temple a couple of times. I was really fortunate when I first started because I got to spend a lot of time with Bonte Sujatha and then Bonte Chan when he came too. And with my work schedule, I was very flexible, and actually I made my work schedule very flexible to help out on the temple. I don't know if this was such a great business move, but it was something in my life that really was so important to me at the time, and it just, I was drawn to the Bonte and the temple and to be able to help as much as I could. I did a variety of different things. I would do airport detail, pick up the monks, pick up packages through customs. I did plumbing repairs. I was the painter of the Buddhas. And then Bonte asked me to be the treasurer for the temple on the board. And honestly, that was probably my hardest thing. Everything else was easy for me, but being the treasurer was probably one of the hardest tasks I had. It wasn't a natural thing for me to do the bookkeeping and to do the numbers and different accounting programs. But, then again, it was an honor. It was something I really, I learned a lot. But, something about when I resigned as the treasurer about last year, I learned a lesson in part of our practice, and that is kind of letting go. I was so strongly connected through the temple with being the treasurer and everything. I didn't realize how hard it would be to let go. When I went to talk to Bonte about resigning, I said, Bonte, I'm kind of afraid I'm going to slip away too. It's funny how you see people that are so involved, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And It was like a fear of mine, I guess, that came up, but it had no truth to it. And actually now I feel more comfortable and better being in the temple than I have for a little while. So what brought me here? It's funny, I'm sure you all ask, it'd be funny to hear everyone else's answer to this too, but I think it's fairly common, I think, with all of us, and the short version of that would be, it was about time, and maybe the longer version would be, it's funny because I was never really drawn to any type of organized spiritual group or religious organization, and it would have taken a lot for me to even belong. And I think of it even now as the organization is bigger as it is, I don't know if I would have been as apt, it's hard to say, where I'm at now as compared to where I was then, but is apt to have belong to a group of this size and the organization and having the temple and all that. So for me, it was really fortunate because I got a chance to grow into it. I really was slowly got to, as we get, everything grew and everything. So it's like, okay, more comfortable with all of that too, And it was great to belong to an organization of like-minded people. And I was just thinking of this the other day because it was something my daughter had said back early years ago when we first started, because she came for a little while. And she said that she thought we were all mostly older hippies. So no, I don't think that's totally the case. But that was her version of how she came in and saw it at the time. So now I want to come to the part of my talk that's probably the most difficult, and that's talking about my practice. And part of the reason of that is because when I got an email after I told Bonte I would talk here, one of the things on there was try to make your speech inspirational. And I was thinking, oh man, that could be kind of a stretch, but I'll give it a shot. you know, after the Dharma talks, we always, I mean, after the meditation, we always have the Dharma talks. And there was a number of times over the years, especially after the first couple of years, that the question would be asked of us, tell everyone about your practice. Tell everyone what your practice has done for you. Tell everyone how important it is and the changes it's done for you. And, you know, for a stretch there, since I was like the old timer, you know, I was always like one of the first ones to be asked, you know, because it would happen a lot of times when new members came into the group. So you'd explain to them. And, you know, my first response, I always thought, God, pass. You know, I wanted to pass on to the next person. And it wasn't that I didn't want to respond, and it wasn't that I was trying to be funny. But my thought was always like, oh, you know, how the heck do I describe this to somebody? I mean, really, the experience. I mean, especially in a short time like that, I was thinking of, you know, maybe it always sounded like something maybe I'd read out of a book or someone else had told me. And then the part that I think I was kind of nervous about because there were new people is I didn't really want to talk about my early experiences so much because some of it might have been looked at as being somewhat negative. I mean, if I truly spoke how it was, I mean, when I first came here, it wasn't all positive. I had a difficult time with my practice. I came in with a thought that I knew more than I really did. And I had a lot of, I analyzed myself a lot. I had a lot of resistance, honestly, to the practice. Maybe I was sitting with the group and everything, too. I mean, I analyzed myself endlessly. You know, what am I doing here? What's the purpose? Am I here because, you know, I need to be dependent on something? Am I looking for someone else to give me all the answers? Am I afraid of being on my own? And I would do that endlessly. So, I mean, a lot of my earlier times was like, you know, not torturous, but, you know, it was very difficult at times because I just drive myself crazy like this. And then I also wanted answers. It's like, well, what's the purpose of all this? I mean, what am I doing here? What's the purpose of my life? Why am I doing this? And, you know, I just thought of this a couple of days. I was thinking of, like, the gyrations I put myself through during those first, I don't know, however long, it's hard to remember how I do that. Most of it was all silent because I had so many questions I'd ask, but I was always very reverential to the monks too, but I would also have thoughts like, I don't believe that. The Dharma talk is gone. Oh, come on. That's impossible. But I was thinking this, like I said, a couple days ago, and I was kind of like a cross between the early Woody Allen in his movies, you know, the more neurotic one, and the person in the sutta study that the Buddha would say, if you were shot with an arrow, would you ask all these questions before you would try to be healed and be asked to be healed? And I felt myself like being kind of like going back and forth like that. I wanted answers, I would drive myself crazy, what am I doing here, and all this stuff. But you know, the funny thing is it seemed so negative at the time. It did, but when I look back at it, it was truly what I had to go through. You know, it was me, you know. And it really wasn't such a bad thing. And going back to that original question, you know, about our practice, you know, I thought, well, what do I say? I mean, how do I describe, like, I mean, what words do I use? Well, let me see. There's a shift. There's a change. There's a constant softening or you know, all of those words. Just nothing really seemed to make any sense. And it was really hard to describe everything I was going through in just words, you know. But through all of this, I persevered. Like all of you have, I don't know all of your experiences. You know, it's hard to say because a lot of us, I think, we don't talk about some of the real difficult things because at times, like, you know, it's like, yeah, this guy's kind of nutty, you know. So, yeah. But you know, I see there being a reward in all of this, and I mean, I hesitate to use the word reward. Because it seems like kind of a loaded word, like, because we're not supposed to have any expectations or anything. But, you know, if I sat through all my practice and I was like I was the first couple of years, it'd be like, oh my gosh, this is hard. What do I come here for? Just so I can relax with a bunch of other people, close my eyes and torture myself? And then I was thinking of one thought too. I'd be like, I'm sitting on the cushion at times. I don't know how many of you have ever thought this in the beginning. It happened more like if I go on like a day retreat or longer retreats or something. But I just want to jump up off the cushion and say, man, I'm out of here. You know? Like I said, I think there's a reward to all of this. And it's not that there's such a change in all of that stuff. It's not. There is a lessening. I see a softening of all of that and my attitude and all of it. It's almost like, in a way, it's like I'm a totally different person, but in a way, I'm still kind of like, semi Woody Allen or something. I think to just have a different perspective on it all was such a great thing. I mean, I could take all this stuff and yes, I'm still kind of that way a little bit, but hey, this is okay. It's just the way it is, you know. It's just, I can work with everything I've got. And then I think also you see some really cool things about this meditation. You get to see how totally connected we all are together with everything and, you know, all the people and in the world. And it's funny to think of ourselves like a microcosm of how the world works. You know, just how the world functions, how wars start. I mean, how everything just happens in the world. And we can see this, in the wonderful gift we have of our body and our mind. It's amazing. That's all we need to do this practice. So I'd like to end this talk on an experience I had. And, you know, I always think when you talk about experiences, it's like, they come and they go. And, you know, here, bring on the next experience. Because that one, as soon as that seems so important to you and so insightful, it's 6 months later you think, and that was no big deal. What was I thinking? It was like, that was like life-changing thoughts. But it really wasn't. But anyways, I was sitting in the emergency room of a hospital last December and waiting to find out about a family member, what was going on and everything. And, you know, I don't want to go into all the details, but, I was kind of, afraid. You know, I sat there by myself. I was afraid, but I was calm. It was just things going on in our life right then. I wasn't sure of the outcome and all that. And as I was sitting there, it was the afternoon, and I was sitting there, and I happened to look over at the television because I wasn't paying attention at all what was going on that day because of everything that was going on in our lives. And it was the day that those in... Where's that? Connecticut, where the kids all got killed, and he came in and he killed the kid. The shooter came in and killed the kids and the teachers. And I looked like, oh my gosh, I was so shocked. But you know, I had the weirdest response. It's like, isn't life beautiful? I thought, wow, what an odd thing. I think if I would have been, you know, years ago, I would have felt so bad about feeling that. It's like, well, this is so weird. You know what? What a thought to come up about life being beautiful. And another thing that I thought of during this time is because we've been asked this question a number of times in our Dharma talk, same thing, is life beautiful? And you know, my common response at the time, it was somewhat cynical because I would think, I actually said this a couple times. You know, yes, but except when it's not. You know, so it was kind of a loaded question or a loaded answer where there was always a stipulation where no, life is beautiful only when things are working out. You know, but I think there the softening and the changing and the attitude of all that. I think that I've changed in that respect, and I'm sure all of you have seen that. And you can, I can honestly say, and I'm sure a lot of you can too, that, you know, life truly is beautiful. Even through all the circumstances, I don't want to sugarcoat it and say, oh my God, my life is so fantastic all the time. No, that's not it. It's, I think the actual experience of life and the actual process and everything is just absolutely beautiful. So, thank you. Jason, my buddy Jason, who I've known for. I agree. I think like a healthy bit of those questions and even skepticism coming in here, I thought that would be, that was really good. I think I happened to just take it a little overboard, I think. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. It was, to be honest with you, that was great to do this, but I'm also kind of really thrilled that it's over.